day. Did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
2021, we're back, baby.
We are back. We need to get a new thing made off that. We've had that for a while. We've had that for 3-4 years.
Yeah, we've had it for a long time. We stopped using it for a bit. Maybe that's why we forgot.
Yeah, no, because it's not the catch-up, it's a podcast.
Yep.
Any ideas?
Nope.
Producer Grace, any ideas?
Something a bit more upbeat.
What about did you sleep in on Wednesday? Welcome to the Jimmy Nath podcast.
That's exactly the same. You just switched out the word catch up for podcast.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, it's time again
for the Jimmy and Nath podcast.
What do you think?
No, not a joke.
No,
one.
Like a. We're not a joke, mate. We're a serious...
Sit-down, serious show.
Like today we asked, does your car have a nickname?
Mm-hmm.
We've reinvented radio on our first show.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You wait tomorrow.
I haven't gone through the show and everything. I'm gonna highlight the old car thing that's getting on there. I'm also circling Gossip Grace at 6:30.
I think that was one of my best, actually.
One of your best?
Yeah. One of my best. It was fun. We had a good time.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nath. Oh, well, would you look at that? 2021 in Hobart. Your boys are back in town.
No, we're actually back in town.
We're back in town, in Hobart town.
A lot of people didn't know. By the way, it's great to be back. Mm. I don't know about you, Nath, Producer Grace, but... really get used to these 3-day working weeks.
Well, that's the thing. It was a surprise. 2021, not only are we back, but it's 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I'm actually really excited to be back. I woke up this morning and I was like, I love my job. And that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah,
so.
Won't last long.
Yeah, no, I'll give it to the end of the week. We'll see.
And didn't hear that attitude last year.
She said, so Grace, I saw Grace on Monday.
Use your words, mate. It's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 2021, you know what I mean?
I've been off for a few weeks.
Still finding my feet. Grace, we caught up on Monday and she said to me, she goes, I tell you what, for the first time ever, I'm actually excited to go back to work. And I said, I don't know if I'm happy with that comment or sad with that comment.
No, it's an indication that I do love my job and I love what I do here with you boys. So,
we were on for 3 weeks over Chrissy and New Year's, but they made us, Hobes, Tassie, they made us fly to the mainland to do that show. So we were broadcasting all around Australia, and then some coronavirus happened, and
we didn't get COVID.
We didn't get it. Yeah. We got stuck on the mainland, so we were up there for a while. Unfortunately, a lot longer than we thought we'd be. Mm. We missed out on some Hurricanes games. People were messages going, "Boys, why aren't you at the games?" We couldn't fly back. Hurricanes obviously out as well now.
That's because we weren't working for them.
Yeah. Matty Wade made a stand. So I'm not going to score any runs because Jimmy Nathan here. We were stuck there, but it's just good to be back in Hobart. It's good to be home. Looking forward to a cracking 2021.
I just hope we're not too rusty. I mean, I've already had a slip up this morning. Jimmy and I played golf yesterday, tested out a bit of gear out on the course, which was good.
I would hate to play golf with you.
Why?
Because you'd just be all like, ah.
Well, because it's so different to the show.
Yeah, at least I'm getting paid to do this.
I love my job, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job. Yes, we are back for 2021. Happy Wednesday, Hit 100.9, your station. Big stuff on the way, Jim.
Huge. Mate. Coming out swinging.
Oh, huge. Swinging. I tell you what, we're kicking off your Wednesday with some good stuff.
Swanging.
Swanging?
So it's just like swinging but bigger.
Okay.
Replace the I with an A.
Yeah, it's swinging. Clever, isn't it? Changing things, aren't we?
Because tell you what, you got a pen there?
Got a pen, yeah.
Yeah, you got a piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Write down I, the letter I.
I.
Yep. Yeah,
capital or either lowercase.
Or, however you feel.
Yep.
Are we going with capital or lowercase?
I've gone with capital, yeah.
Capital I. Now write a capital A next to it. What's bigger?
Oh, well, they're the same size.
Well, no.
An A is much bigger.
No.
Width-wise, how long have you drawn the...
No,
show
well,
me.
I mean...
Show me.
Hold it up. The A is bigger.
No, it's not. I've actually written the I bigger.
It's thicker.
Yeah, well, it's thicker. It's not bigger.
Depends who you
ask,
mate.
I still don't understand the point of doing this. I don't understand the point. Okay.
Grace got it. Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, we're in the studio for that one.
Lady Gaga has shared a video from a Melbourne gay club of people dancing to music from her critically acclaimed chart-topping, mind-blowing album, Chromatica.
Is this just people screaming and listening to a song?
Yeah, pretty much. In a club, yeah. Okay. That's just so you can get the vibe of what it would be like to dance in a club to songs from Chromatica. And that's the video.
I didn't mean to throw the pen.
You
drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm
Is
just
that
happy
why you're so happy
here.
This morning?
I'm just really happy this morning.
I don't know if we needed audio of someone's phone in a club.
But that's the video she shared.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the vibe.
We could have just played some Lady Gaga.
How long did it take you to find that video and get the audio?
No, because she shared it. So I saw it. I came across it first, and that's why I did the gossip about it, because she shared the video.
Okay. So what's the gossip?
Mm. The gossip is that she shared the video.
What's the gossip, though?
What's the story, though?
Yeah, but gossip is fact.
No, it's not. I was just making
stuff up.
I thought you had been for two years.
Are you saying that all gossip is fact?
No, yeah, no. I'm not exactly saying that.
What is the meaning of gossip?
Can I just be on record saying it's certainly not fact.
Okay, it's not always fact, but gossip is fact.
Can I say, Grace, because if all gossip is fact, you're in a lot of trouble.
It's just, okay, gossip.
It's a noun. It means talking of rumours.
Mm-hmm.
So rumours would not be fact.
No.
I mean, I don't want to Google rumours, but you know, we can get down a rabbit hole.
Wait, so have I been doing gossip wrong this whole time and you want me to just start rumours about people?
Yeah, I mean, go on, so give us something. Well, no, what was your story about? Just the fact that a club played Lady Gaga? Wow, breaking news. Was it a gay club too?
Yes, I said that in the huge news, gay club
plays Gaga.
You're not going to believe this. Just got a message. Cargo played Justin Bieber on the weekend, which is nuts.
No, Lady Gaga shared the video of a Melbourne gay club. She captioned it, "Goodbye COVID, hello dancing. Happy for Australia, praying for the rest of the world that we can all be dancing together soon." So it's a nice little beacon of hope.
He didn't let me get to that.
Let's start with it. That's nice. That thing's nice.
Yeah, but he gets a pride out of you, didn't he? I went to the gym yesterday.
Here's some audio.
Yeah.
Can we get that, please?
I went to the gym with you yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Something happened. I didn't tell you about it. Actually, nothing really happened. So you and I, we trained together.
Mm.
And then we both went for a shower separately.
Yep.
Not for once. Yeah. We just want to mix it up.
Well, we were just lucky enough this time there was two bathrooms. There isn't normally.
Yeah. So you go in one, we're sharing, we're getting changed.
Yep.
So we go. How long do you reckon we were showering for? Getting changed.
Oh, 5 minutes?
Yeah, it wasn't long.
Not long at all. We had a tea time.
Yeah. So we're in the shower, and then there's toilet in there and everything, right?
Yeah.
So there's three in the gym?
Yeah, I think there's three and two change rooms.
Three
showers with toilets.
With toilets.
Fully functioning.
How many people do you think were in the gym yesterday when you and I were there?
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Not stupid packed, but there's quite a few. We went at relative peak time.
Yeah. So I didn't realise this. So I've gone in, I've had a shower, I'm getting changed in there.
Yeah.
As I've pulled my handle down on the door, I realised I didn't lock the door.
Well, you never locked it.
No one came in.
I've done that before.
But yeah. I was like, what happened? So the whole time, shower changed, opened it, and I was like, oh, I didn't lock that.
Mm. Well, I had my door propped open. It's your birthday, so you're about to get a birthday shout-out. Of course, Jimmy, opportunity to score yourself a birthday shout-out. Hit.com.au if you want to get one.
Yeah, this is where the birthday shout-outs are going to live for 2021. So if you are listening to the show, Producer Grace, we're going to be doing them at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Around
7.04.
Yep.
Every day.
Give or take.
Yeah. Depends how well we do 6 a.m.
Because Hobart, I'll be honest with you, it's Jimmy here. I've missed you guys. I did pitch Producer Grace and Nath this funny idea I had to say Happy New Year every day for another year.
I was going to ask about that. Are we
absolutely not.
Doing anything?
And you both said to me no. So that's why we're doing birthday shout-outs. So.
You needed something.
No, it's a joke. It's last year. Let's move on. So Nath, two birthdays yesterday. Ryan Wood Vincent?
Oh, I've missed this.
O-U-D.
Oud?
Wood Vincent.
Do what? Happy 16th birthday, Ryan.
Okay.
You're a true blue Aussie. That should be YOU'RE.
Let's not get into it.
Just so you
birthday.
Know, I copy paste exactly. I do not type that out.
I'm not good with reading names or words, but I'm great with grammar.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're a good grammar guy?
A great grammar guy. I get there. I nail them all the time.
2-2-2.
Yeah, 2-2-2. Nail them. Your. Yeah. That's from Mum. She shared it right. Phoenix, happy 15th birthday and have a great day. That's from Mum and Dad. Phoenix, oh, I've got a soft spot for that name. I reckon that's a cool name. Yeah, if I was ever going to have kids, Phoenix is up there. Mm. And then today we've got Austin Gordon. Austin. Big Osti. Big Osti. Happy 8th birthday. We love you so much. Have fun. Again, no one's listening to the show this morning, mate. Have fun at Superworld later today.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Not he's up listening.
If they're going to Superworld, they aren't listening to us. Although, no, they have us on in Superworld. Fans of the show.
Yeah, they're not open at 7:05, mate.
Oh, they might be. Maybe they opened early for Austin.
Austin is a big fan of us. And Austin, mate, we're a big fan of you, if you're listening.
not this week.
Maybe we should do our birthday shout-outs at 9 o'clock every day. And that is from Mum, Dad, and Lana.
Jim, we wanted to kick off 2021 right, and this is exciting because I think the perfect way to do that is by helping to create and find love in Hobart, especially, of course, with Valentine's Day around the corner. And what better way to do that than by broadcasting our show, the Jimmy and Ace Show, live from the stunning Derwent River aboard Jimmy and Ace relationship. Love is on a ship as we sail across the Derwent. Land ahoy! Love is on a ship. It's our new radio segment.
Man, this radio segment is shit. And we don't know if we're being foolish. You could be in both girls and all guys. Love is something Jimmy and Nate both believe in. Aboard our relationship, we'd better not capsize.
Yeah, we hope we don't capsize. How exciting is this Jimmy and Ace relationship? Shout out to MP3 Maddie for putting that little ditty together for us. How this is going to work. If you are single or if you know somebody who's single, we want to hook you up with the person you deserve this Valentine's Day. Head to hit.com.au, register your details and fill out our specially designed relationship survey, of course created by our love expert, Hannah. From Blush Matchmaking, from there, Jim, we will select a whole bunch of Hobart singles to come to a special party at Aura, Hobart's first rooftop venue, open 7 days, where there will be free drinks, there will be heaps of prizes, some matchmaking games, and hopefully potential relationships. And then the next day, you, me, Producer Grace, will be broadcasting live from the Windward Bound on the Derwent River, assessing the success of the night and whether or not love was found.
There's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you weren't here Monday, Nath, but yeah. we're not allowed to sail. That was part of the...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No one's told me that.
Okay, you didn't know that?
What do you mean we're not allowed to sail?
So the show's from the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Boat's anchored.
No. Is this serious? You're telling me this on air?
I thought I might have been on an email.
No. I tell you not, that will not be happening. We'll be sailing.
It's legal. We can't broadcast in case one of us falls off a boat. I'm looking at you, Producer Grace.
Out of the three of us, I'm probably most likely to fall off the boat.
You. We're not anchoring the boat.
No, the boat is anchored. We're walking on.
I have a scar here on my ankle. It's from falling off a boat.
Okay, you can stay in the studio. There you go. Easy. Solved. We're sailing. No.
Okay.
All right. We might have to chat about this one.
Fancy bringing this up whilst we're on air.
I just, because the opener says, we're set sailing, and
absolute,
I was like...
the whole thing is about sailing on the Derwent.
As your best friend, I thought it would be better that I deliver the news rather than...
On air? Really?
We'll have a chat after the show.
Yeah, we'll have a chat after the show.
So
wow, way to take the wind out of my sails, isn't it? Well done, guys. Way to take the wind out of my sails.
Hey, it's not, mate, it's nothing to do with me. I didn't even come... You came up with this.
Anyway, if you're single, hit.com.au. If you know somebody who's single, this is very exciting because we're going to try and find love for people. We'll send you an aura. You'll have a party. There'll be drinks. There'll be prizes. And then we will be doing the show from the Windward Bound.
And you're right, Nath. It's not about us doing the show from a boat. It's about finding love for those people in Hobart.
It's kind of a little bit about doing the show from the boat. It's called the relationship. Anyway.
We'll still be on a ship.
Yeah, we will. And it'll be sailing. I've got my boat license. I'll take it out if I need to.
It's a pirate.
I'm going to commandeer the relationship.
All right, Jack Sparrow.
That's right. Because Shawnee B's been, shout out Shawnee B, he's been hammering this as well.
Yeah.
I know there's been a lot of lovely ladies that have signed up. We're still looking for more fellas and more ladies, more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Producer Grace? That's
absolutely
your motto.
Absolutely. Take whoever.
So, yeah, if you're a bloke listening or, if you're friends with a guy, you can nominate people as well.
Yeah.
If you know someone, hit.com.au, that's where you go. We're looking for more than merit.
100%. Well, speaking of people who have already put themselves forward for it, we do have one person already that we're going to be chatting to next. Her name is Lindy. Grace, you've already spoken to her.
She's lovely.
A single Hobart lady keen to hopefully find her match for our Jimmy and Ace relationship. And we're going to chat to Lindy next just to give you an idea of the kind of people we're looking for. We're going to find love for 2021. Yeah, with Valentine's Day around the corner, Jim, we wanted to hopefully create some love for the people of Hobart, the singles of Hobart. So what we've asked for you to do is head to hit.com.au, register your details, fill out our specially designed relationship survey created by our love expert, Hannah, from Blush Matchmaking. Once you do that, you may be selected to come to our singles party at Aura, which will be perfect. There'll be prizes, there'll be drinks, and hopefully there'll be love. And then the next day, you and I broadcasting live from the Windward Bound, our relationship, assessing the success of the night, whether or not we found love or not.
Yeah, sailing, not docks and the harbour.
And just to confirm, straight after that last one, marched outside, spoke to the boss man. I said, hey,
Sweet
boss
Julie
man,
Philly, yeah.
Haven't seen you in 5 weeks. How you going? Sorry to start things off this way. And I said, Sweet Chill, we'll be sailing. He goes, absolutely, we'll be sailing. So, confirming, we will be sailing.
Okay.
We will be sailing across the Derwent.
Obviously, that's my fault then. I apologise. Must have been lost in communication.
So, yeah, I'll be doing everything I can. If there's an anchor, I'll be, whatever the term is, bringing up the anchor.
Bringing up the anchor. If the boat is anchored and we can't go anywhere, Nath will be swimming the Derwent.
Oh, mate, I'm at some point,
Butterfly.
I will be in the Derwent.
Yeah. Light on, skipper.
Absolutely. Now,
just a shout out Shawnee B, because he's been smashing this while you and I have been away. And we've had plenty of nominees already. A lot of ladies looking for a few more blokes as well.
Yeah.
Though I told that to producer Grace earlier, I think she's okay with bunch of ladies. Yeah, sweet.
Doesn't matter.
I believe we're about to chat to potentially someone who could be joining us.
Absolutely. So let's go to Lindy from Austin's Ferry. Hello, Lindy. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back, boys.
Thanks, Lindy. Feels good to be back. Now, Lindy, you single?
Yes.
Oh, that's what we're after. That is what we're after. Now, Lindy, are you excited at the prospect of potentially finding some love for Valentine's Day aboard? You're not aboard the ship, but you'll be at Aura.
Lindy, at this stage, I'm not even sure if Nathan and I are going to be on the ship.
I don't care where I find it, as long as I get it.
Oh, okay. Lindy, all right, well, why don't you explain to us a little bit, what are you after in a partner?
I think I'm after someone that's funny. I have a wicked sense of humour. Can be a little bit dark sometimes.
Oh, can't we all, Lindy? Can't we all?
Not take themselves too serious, you know, and just enjoys life and looks at the good side and likes a bit of a snuggle on the side.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I see here we've got some information about you, Linz. It says go for a walk, something you describe your perfect weekend. Go for a walk, enjoy some ice cream before snuggling up, watching TV. Now, this is something I believe you've written, or enjoy some hanky-panky.
Yes.
That's good. That's what we want. Okay, Lindy. Very good. All right. Don't rock the boat.
All these men are calling the show right now. Suddenly they're...
if the boats are rocking, don't come a knocking, Lindy.
Absolutely.
Lindy, what about... Lindy, what about any deal breakers? Are there any things that you don't want in a prospective partner?
Yeah, unfortunately, a smoker. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Grace.
Grace is out. Yeah. Obviously, if people don't know. But she's trying to break a habit in 2021.
Yeah, but she hasn't got there yet, so she might not get there in time.
So we cross Grace out for Lindy.
So no smokers. Okay. Yep. What about, if you had just to give us a little bit more idea about you, Lindy, and what you're after, your perfect weekend. What would your perfect weekend
apparently
be like?
Apparently hanky-panky, mate. I just read it out.
Well, really, I'd prefer hanky-panky all weekend.
I love you, Lindy. I love you.
Okay. I have to go for a walk and that too, then I will do that.
Okay.
Well, walk but, to the fridge to get a Gatorade and some water and get back to it, if you know what I mean, Lindy.
Electrolytes, Lindy.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lindy, you are a star. Well done.
Yeah, we can find Lindy someone.
All right, Lindy, we'll hopefully okay. we can find you somebody. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lindy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And of course, any singles out there, if you are a single, if you know a single, hit.com.au, register for Jimmy and Ace relationship. It is easy to do so, and hopefully, Jim, we can find some love.
Yeah, Nathan, you set it back for 2021. Producer Grace joins in the studio as well. We brought her back as well.
Thank you. It's touch and go for a while, but thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, mate. We love you. Do a great job.
Oh, yeah, thanks. No, we had some meetings, though.
Knife's edge. Yeah.
Because you know what, though? It's only up from here.
Yeah. Well, that's it. When you hit rock bottom.
It's the best part about rock bottom.
If you're listening to the show, if only you heard gossip at 6:30.
Look, yeah, that was my best gossip. But I'm warming up into it. 8:30 is a knockout.
No, absolutely. You can't sprint straight away.
Look, we're excited to be back for 2021. Nathan, you mentioned it just before. 4 years.
4 years, mate.
This is our fourth year in Hobart. Shout out to all those people who messaged us and went, you're going to be here for a couple of years. You know, mate, we love it here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we keep signing contracts. That and the money. But look, this year as well, I wanted to be a bit more honest with you, Hobart. I've mentioned it a few times, my struggles with mental health. And I didn't even mention it last year, but I took 2 weeks off, and producer Grace and Nath, I love yous both for doing it. You just, you know, looked after the show. You had a few co-hosts. I took the time off because I need it for my mental health to look after myself. I didn't say it at the time, but I think there was also a period in my life last year where I was, and I want to be honest with you, Hobart, I love entertaining you. We're never going to stop making you laugh, because that's something that Nath, myself, and producer Grace do outside of work. It's just who we are as people. We love entertaining people. We have huge egos, and we love making people laugh. But look, I want to be a bit more honest with you this year. And look, I wasn't honest with you, Hobart, last year, and I wasn't honest with myself. I was really struggling at times, and look, that put some pressures, and I don't want to go into it all. I'll be more honest with you this year, I will. I don't want to go into it all right now, but had a very difficult time over the last 5 weeks and even last year, and it was probably because I wasn't being honest with myself about how much I was struggling, and that put so much pressure on my relationships. And look, you know, I don't want to go into it, but, I did lose someone. Not, they're still alive. They're just not wanting to talk to me. Because I wasn't looking after myself. I wasn't getting the help I needed. And that's, you know, that's chatting to your GP, your psychologist. Again, Lifeline. Number's always there. It's 13 11 14. But I just wanted to say this morning, look after yourself and you're going to look after the people around you. And that's something that I didn't do last year. I wasn't looking after myself, and that put so much pressure on, again, my relationships, my family, you, Nath, you, producer Grace. You had to pick up the slack when I wasn't, you know, firing all cylinders. And even this morning, I got up, you know, I was at the gym at 4 a.m., went for a run this morning, made myself a smoothie. Little protein smoothie. I'm going to be looking like Nath.
Good actuality there. Yeah, as well. That was nice. Nath, was that a smoothie shaking noise?
Yeah, yeah. And then I brought this water bottle in.
Weird, because I've got a pen.
Yeah, to write down all your goals and aspirations.
What have you got, Grace?
I've got a mug full of whiteboard markers.
To write down our great shows for 2021.
Yeah, absolutely.
But look, even now, like, I want to talk about that, my struggles and that, but we still want to make you laugh. Yep. That's important. It's not going to be, you know, Jimmy's not going to be on the radio this year being preachy, but I do want to encourage people just to look after yourself. Like, even if you're not struggling with a mental health illness, just even, I think, the little things, like, you know, eating right, you know, exercise, getting sleep. Sleep is really important. And maybe even looking at how much you're drinking as well. Because I'll tell you one thing, Nath, you and I and producer Grace, one thing we've done is given it a nudge at times.
Oh, look at it when it goes down.
Look at another empty beer glass. No, but in all seriousness, no, look, Hobart, we love you. We're excited to be back. Again, I'm going to be a bit more honest with you, a bit more vulnerable. Again, if you are struggling, Lifeline's there. Again, 13, 11, 14. And look after yourself, because you're going to look after the people who love you. Nathan, I don't know if you know this, but 29% of Australians have a nickname for their car. Wow. And I have the list of the top 6 nicknames in Australia. Now, before I get into them, Hobart, give us a call, 131060. Does your car have a nickname?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I've never actually nicknamed my cars.
Nor have I. I've never nicknamed my cars. I only had this discussion with my girlfriend probably a week ago, because she's always had nicknames for her car. She has a Ford Focus, and the nickname for the Ford Focus is, I'm going to get this wrong, CJ, because on her license plate, the first letter is C and the last one is J. So CJ is what she's going with.
Oh, okay.
So creative. I've never had one. She goes, I drive a Ford Fiesta. She thinks my nickname should be Fifi for the car. Fiesta. Okay. I politely declined.
Yeah, no, that's enough Meg stories this morning, mate. Producer Grace, have you ever nicknamed your car?
Yeah, my car's nickname is BJ.
Sorry, I just fell onto the horn then.
No, it stands for Basil Jr. because...
Because, you know what, nah.
No,
I'm also staying out of this.
Yep.
No, it stands for Basil Jr. because when
because
I was...
Because Jimmy's middle name is Basil.
Mm-hmm.
It's no. true.
That's, well, that is true, but that is not why my car's name is Basil Jr.
Was that his name?
No, my parents, when I was a little kid, had a Holden Barina called Basil, Basil Barina.
Yep.
And then they sold it after like 6 months, and apparently I was like crying, being like, that was going to be my car.
Oh, you were crying? Never.
So then when
She's cried three times today.
When I bought a car and it was a Holden Barina, I was like, well, it's Basil Jr. Oh, BJ, okay. For sure.
I like that story.
That's cute. Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, so it's like a hand-me-down nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually call it BJ, but if anyone's like, what's your car's nickname? I'm like, oh, BJ, I guess.
BJ, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the top six. So again, Hobart, 131060, give us a call if your car's nickname. I'm going to punch through the top six. Coming in at number one, the most popular nickname, The Beast.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people refer to their cars as The Beast.
The second I've heard a lot, Mum's Taxi.
Oh, I've heard that, but not as a nickname, just as a... I suppose it is a nickname.
If you corner that.
If you corner that,
Taxi. Number three, I'm a bit confused about it, because I guess your car would have to be red, but it's Big Red?
Yeah, Big Red.
Yeah, yeah, probably a red car.
Need a red car.
Would it have to be big, or could it be like a small car?
No, it could be one of those...
Or it's like a joke nickname like where it's like a small blue car, and they're like, it's Big Red.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when they call mafia bosses. It's like when they call mafia bosses tiny, but they're not tiny.
Or red-headed guys bluey.
Never heard that.
No, I've
have you?
Heard that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Then the last three are Mean Machine, Bumblebee, and Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
I hate all of those.
Yeah, that's why I punched through them. I like the first three. It's about it. All right. How about give us a call, 131060. Does your car have a nickname, or do you know someone who has a nickname for their car? And we've just asked 131060, does your car have a nickname? That's after 29% of Australians apparently have a nickname for their car. And we're chatting about your car. You got a little Ford Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta, yeah.
And your partner Meg suggested it doesn't have a nickname.
It doesn't have a nickname. I've never had a car with a nickname. Oh, I had a RAV4 and it's just called the RAV, but it's not really a nickname. It's just its normal name. Yeah, exactly.
I've got a Corolla. I call it the Corolla.
Exactly. It's not really a nickname. And she suggested, why don't you call it Fifi?
And you're not a big fan of that.
No,
a great nickname.
No, I'm just not a fan of the nicknaming my car.
Well, I'll be honest. When you said Fifi, I'm not a fan of the nickname.
Yeah.
But then friend of the show, Rachel Vasicek.
Yep.
Shout out, Rach. She's a friend of ours. We love her. She does great things. She just messaged us. She just said, stop bagging out my car's nickname.
Oh, there's another car out there called Fifi.
It's a Ford Fiesta.
And the nickname is Fifi.
It's Fifi. Now, she sent a screenshot of it from carsales.com, so she's currently trying to sell Fifi.
Oh, well, she doesn't love it that much, does she?
So then I apologise. I'm like, oh, sorry, mate, you know. That's a great nickname. It's not. And now she's messaging going, so, guys, you just mentioned low kilometres and for sale.
Mate, this isn't buy, swap and sell. Dodgy. She's trying to do the dodgy.
Oh.
All right, Brad from Brighton. Brad, do you have a nickname for your car?
Yeah, mate, the ex-wife, she used that one, Clifford.
Clifford. Was it a big red car, Brad?
Yeah, she had a big red car. Ah.
I actually don't mind that because it's better than going just big red. Clifford, you know, there's a bit more to it.
So would everyone else refer to the car as Clifford as well, Brad?
No, just her.
Okay, that's when you know a nickname isn't working. Jacinta from Old Beach. Jacinta, do you have a nickname for your car? Jacinta.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I do. My daughter named my little Kia Kimmy, as in Catherine Kim.
Oh, I like that.
Kimmy,
Do you? So do you call it Kimmy, Jacinta?
No, not really. Only when she's around. Call her Kimmy.
Okay, we need people to commit to the nicknames.
It's not a lot of, like, committing here from Hobart.
All right, Rose from Montrose. That's cool, Rose from Montrose. Rose, do you have a nickname for your car?
I do. It's Blossom.
Blossom.
Okay.
Is something to do with your name, like Rose Blossom?
No, that was my girls named it because when I first got the car, we had new car seat covers on it. They had blossoms, and it kind of stuck since. So
nice.
5 years of Blossom, and we do refer to it as Blossom when we take it to the car wash.
Rose, it doesn't have the Blossom car seat covers anymore.
No.
Okay.
They're roses now. So.
Not roses.
Yeah.
And your name's Rose. Is that where you got your name from?
No.
She used to be Melinda. We were just asking the question, 131060. Does your car have a nickname? Because this is on the rise. What's the percentage of Australians who are doing it?
29% of Australians have a nickname for their car.
I don't have one. You don't have one. The suggestion was made by my girlfriend to name my car Fifi because it's a Ford Fiesta. I politely declined to that.
Yeah. We found out friend of the show, Rachel Vasicek, has named her car Fifi. Then we started some weird buy, swap, sell segment.
She tried to get us to help us sell it.
I messaged her. I was like, mate, we can help you sell your car, but obviously we want to split at the profits.
Yeah, exactly. We're taking a cut. All right, yeah. Carmen from Elderslie. We've got another one. Carmen, does your nickname have a car? Does your nickname have a car? Does your car have a nickname?
Sorry, Carmen. Just slow down there, Nathan.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good.
Did you know what he just said, Carmen?
What?
Does your nickname have a car?
Mm.
Yes, I realise that. I thought I'd let it slide.
You know what? Thanks,
Carmen,
for letting
it
slide.
It's our first day back. Nate's not firing at all.
And also, Carmen, can I explain why I think that happened? Because your name is Carmen. You know what I mean? So it's,
I know. Don't blame her.
So really, it's your
how
fault.
Embarrassing. Carmen.
All right, Carmen. What's the nickname?
Okay, well, it's actually not my car. My boys actually call their dad's Land Cruiser the Zombie Killer.
The zombie killer. That's cool. Okay. Is it a big Land Cruiser?
It's like one of those big V8 Land Cruiser. The big black tray, gunmetal grey paint over. You know, the whole works. So, yeah, the boys had watched a few zombie movies over the years. And a couple of them had, like, these big, you know, the big Hummers and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are the boys, Carmen?
So my eldest is 8. I've got a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know.
Big fans of the movies, Carmen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Jim, we've spoken about it a couple of times this morning. Over the holidays, of course, we did summer brekkie around Australia. And during that time, we had a goal. We had a big goal, and that goal, of course, was to get Australian icon Russell Coit on the show from All Aussie Adventures. And it was a goal. It was a goal that we completed. We completed on our last show, and we were stoked, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were stoked.
You know what? Round of applause for everyone.
Yeah.
For yourself, for producer Grace, for me, Jimmy, and for Australia.
Yep.
It was a team effort. And, you know, we should actually replay the interview with him this week.
We absolutely should. Well, I've got a little bit of it here. It's because when we got him, he even left the country with a message. This was Russell Coit's message.
I'm a legend. You're a legend. Link arms, Australia. We're all legends. For we are one.
Oh, here we go.
And we are many. Oh, whatever that song is. Is that the national anthem?
It was a big moment. It was a big, exciting moment when we got Russell Coit. Now, Jim, after we got him, of course, we were so over the moon and so stoked. In fact, I was so stoked that during Grace's gossip segment, which was next after we had Russell Coit, you were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, and I was so stoked that I made a comment. Have a listen during this little grab here if you can try and tell what my comment was.
Love that this is how we're following up Russell Coit.
Mm. Yes.
We're the show that does everything.
Oh, mate.
We've gone from Russell Coit All the Adventures to RuPaul's Drag Race.
No rock unturned on this show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why the three of us work so well together. I've never seen Russell Coit, but I've watched every episode of Drag Race.
And I've never seen RuPaul's Drag Race, but I've watched every episode.
I love this. This is why we should get mugs made with our faces on them.
Absolutely.
Now, my parents were listening.
Can I just say, I don't know, before you're going to say anything, we have little boxes in front of us.
Yeah, yeah. I've given you, this is a surprise both for Jimmy, Grace and Hobart.
I wish you didn't say that because I was like, if I'm a betting man, and I am, I'm betting that your parents made mugs.
I was going to say the same thing.
Mm. My parents were listening during that part of the show, particularly my dad, Big Mick, who we often speak about on the show.
I don't know if you're going to mention this, but Mick did message Nate. I don't know if you were with us, Grace, afterwards, and he goes, Nate, you, Jimmy, and Russell Coit work so well together. I reckon you guys.
I was there at that point. Yeah. No,
keep him on as a co-host.
Yeah, keep him on as a regular. He's like, get Grace. This is Dad's words. Get Grace to send Russell or Glenn Robbins a message, and you can get him on weekly. It's as easy as that. Now, Jim, I do want to ask you something. My dad, every time we've kind of achieved something big or moved to a different kind of thing in radio, what has my dad done for us?
After our first shift on air, ever doing radio, well before we hear it, hit 100.9, he made mugs.
He made mugs.
Now, I don't have one of those. He only made It wasn't many. It was like five or six, maybe.
Yeah, he only made a few.
He gave me one, but I ended up giving that to my parents. Yep. And it's at my parents' house. They don't use it, but it sits on the window shelf.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you've spoken about those little boxes you have in front of you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you both to open those boxes right now. And, Jim, when you get yours out, just describe it for me. Grace has got hers open already. Jim, describe.
It's so good.
Made by Mick Roy.
Right, I'm gonna read left to right.
Yeah.
So we have producer Grace, and then it's a badly cut photo.
Okay, it's not great on Photoshop.
It's a terrible photo of me.
It's a photo of you crying when we had the
choir in the studio.
Yeah, he screenshot that off Google, off that video.
Yeah, because you can see the watermark.
Yep.
In the bottom hand corner.
Yep.
Then it is the boys, Jimmy and A.
Yep.
An old photo of me with my shaved head. Then it says the hit logo. He's got the right logo.
That's good.
Can I tell you a quick story about the hit logo? So that hit logo, he was looking for it, and he typed in hit. And he goes, oh, and I had to do a bit of work for that. And I was like, why? He goes, oh, because Hit Brisbane kept coming up. So what I did was I took the Hit Brisbane logo and just chopped off where it said Brisbane.
And then underneath it says, Summer Brekkie Across Australia, December 2020 on the Hit Network.
Yep.
I mean, it was January 2021 as well.
But, yeah.
You know me, live feedback.
Mm.
And then finally, my favourite part with special guest, Australia's own Russell Coit.
And he's got a picture of Russell Coit on that. It's a very busy mug, isn't it?
This is the best gift I have ever received in my life. I love this.
Now, do you want even more exciting news? Now, Jim, you mentioned it earlier. But last time Dad made mugs for us, he made about six. And we gave one to our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, gave one to our parents, whatever. My mum had one, whatever.
I might cry. I'm really emotional about this. I love it.
Dad's made 45.
Sorry?
45 mugs.
What do you mean he's made 45 mugs?
Dad's had 45 mugs made.
Do you have them here?
I have them here.
Is that why your luggage when you came into Tasmania so was like heavy. 30 kilos?
I had to order a freight plane to get in.
45 of these
45
mugs.
Of these mugs. Which is why the surprise isn't just for Jimmy and Grace. In fact, it is for Hobart, 131060. If you would like an exclusive Summer Brekkie, Jimmy and Nath, producer Grace, Russell Coit mug. Limited edition, 131060. If you want one, these are an absolute rarity.
Must have.
Must have. If you want one, you've got to call right now, 131060, because they are flying off the shelf. You've got to call now if you want one. So, what do we think?
It's so good.
I love it. I love Mick. Yeah. This is great.
So 131060, if you want one of these exclusive mugs,
it's a great mug too. Good size, good handle. Yeah.
Jimmy, Nath, producer Grace, Russell Coit. You want one, call us. Exclusive mugs. Jim, the big surprise that I had for you to kick off the year has been uncovered for you and producer Grace and for the entirety of Hobart.
Yeah. Now, I could have guessed this when you put down the little small box in front of me, but it is a mug that your dad has made because he's done this many a times.
Yeah, he's a mug guy. He loves mug. He described it as, it's my thing.
It's his thing. So there's a photo of producer Grace. There's a photo of Nath and I. Then there's a thing that says, hit Summer Brekkie Across Australia.
Yep.
To commemorate us filling in around the traps.
Of course.
But it also has a photo with special guest Australia's own Mr. Russell Coit.
It kind of looks like an in memoriam, really, doesn't it? With all our photos up there.
I'm so confused.
Now, this is the thing. I love it. In the past, Dad, it's a lovely thing that he does. He makes mugs for us. But in the past, he's made six, maybe 10. This time, he made 50. 50 mugs because he wants us to share it with the people of Hobart, which means we've just asked 131060, do you want a limited edition Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, and Russell Coit Summer Brekkie mug? I mean, it's a long name for the mug, but it's limited edition.
Yeah.
And
the show name got really long. Jimmy and Nath, producer Grace, and Russell Coit.
As expected, the phones have gone nuts. So we're not going to give them all away now, just a few.
Yeah.
Because
you've got plenty to give away.
We've got heaps to give away. This will last us to 2022. All right. Kat from Woodbridge. Hi, Kat. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Going all right, Kat. Would you like a limited edition Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, and Russell Coit Summer Brekkie mug?
I would absolutely love one.
Kat, did you get to hear our conversation with Russell Coit?
No, I didn't.
Right, we're going to replay it then.
Yeah, we're going to replay it.
We've got to replay it.
Unless she just doesn't want to listen to it, she just wants the mug.
Yeah. Do you not care about the interview, Kat, and you just want a mug and you're like, I'm in the market for a mug, here's a free mug?
No, I'm totally interested in the interview.
Okay.
I don't believe you, Kat, but you know what? You got a mug. You got a mug, Kat. Well done. The first exclusive mug, Ash from Cambridge. Hi, Ash. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Ash. Would you like a limited edition Jimmy Nath, Producer Grace and Russell Coit Summer Brekkie mug?
Oh, mate, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for this moment.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. That's what I'm after.
You kind of had a feeling in your bones one day, Ash, that we'd give away a Producer Grace, Jimmy Nath, Russell Coit mug. And today's that day, yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're giving away thousands of dollars. Nah, it's not my time, but today.
Yeah. The mug. Yeah. The mug's what got you.
This is the first time Ash has ever called.
Can I?
Ash, it's true. It's the truth.
Ash, can I ask, are you most excited when you do receive the mug, because you're going to get one, but are you most excited to see Producer Grace's face, Nathan I, or Russell Coit's?
Look, can't get enough of Russell Coit.
Yeah.
It's a great photo of him too.
He's on there.
Sorry, fellas.
What do you like? No, that's all right. What do you like to drink out of the mug, Ash? Anything in particular?
Tea, coffee, whatever.
Oh, the whole shebang. Put it all in there together,
yeah,
mate.
Red wine.
That's what my dad's done with the pitcher. Put us all in together. You got one, Ash. Well done. Tony from Harrah. Hi, Tone. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, guys?
Going all right, Tone. Can we interest you in a limited edition Jimmy Nath, Producer Grace and Russell Coit Summer Brekkie mug?
Most absolutely, for sure. Three iconic local legends and an Australian legend. What more would you want?
Yeah, there you go. I love that, Tony. All right, Tony, how many mugs have you got in your collection? Do you have any limited edition mugs already?
Not limited edition, but I do have quite a few collection of mugs, and this will be the forefront one. That'll be right at the front of the shelf. Every time I open up the cupboard, it'll be looking at me. Oh, yes. It'll be good.
This is your go-to mug. Anytime you need a cup of something, you reckon you're going to use this mug?
For sure.
Yeah.
That's what they're for.
No.
Is it colour changing when it gets hot? Does it grows hair?
Well, you don't know. We haven't.
You know what? I'm going to say yes, and if I'm wrong, Tony, let me know. You'll be the first to know. Congratulations. Three exclusive mugs already gone, Jim.
Yeah,
which
means
we've only got
47 left.
47 left. Potentially more mugs to give away tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.